All right, next up, Custer State Park Resort Operation and Maintenance Reserve Update. Matt and Josh will be joining us virtually. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Slater, Regional Supervisor for Parks and Trails West River here. And I have Josh Falk with me this morning as well, President and CEO of Ram Coated Companies. We're agenda item number 21 in the book. But if you guys would start with the second page, it would actually be page 47. And that would start with the 2022 R&M project. So recap of that, a summary. And then we'll go into the estimated 2023 projects there. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Josh, and he's going to kind of give a summary of what we've accomplished in 2022 with the R&M funds and what we're looking to do in 2023. So,
good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Just some highlights of some of the projects that we had completed over the fiscal year of 2022. Starting with the state game launch. We're continuing with our cabin remodel process. That seems to be probably every year. And about the time that we're starting on round two of the cabin renovations. We've gone through it once in our tenure here, and now we're kind of starting to hit them again. So we renovated cabins 1, 2, and 3. And again, those are full renovations, showers, bathroom remodels, flooring, chinking, staining of the logs, depending on, the type of cabins, sheetrock, with this last go around on some of the cabins, we have the old popcorn ceiling. So we're doing things like that, scraping the popcorn off and just kind of getting them up to date. Continuing with that, we did some fire suppression upgrades at the State Game Lodge. Every year we have rapid fire come in and they give us some assessment of what needs to be done. So we have some upgrades there. And continuing on with some of the building envelopes, roofs, we're really focusing on, you'll see in 2023, we're taking care of all of our roofs, make sure we're putting all this money on the interior of cabins. We're also taking care of the roofs, keep the insides protected. In Legion Lake, those cabins have all been renovated over the last several years. So basically those funds that we have for Legion Lake Lodge are just emergency repairs. On the Bluebell, same thing. We did 6 cabin renovations, same process, bathrooms, bedrooms, kitchen areas. We pretty much got them. And then, again, some fire suppression upgrades to the lodge. Coolidge store, same thing. We have actually renovated the kitchen areas and the interior, so those projects are just specific to emergency funds. On to Sylvan Lake Lodge, all those cabins up there have also been renovated, so we're just kind of keeping them fresh and updated, as needed. Replace some carpet. Always working on landscaping areas. And then the exterior of the lodge, we actually have the north side of the lodge in the back that did not get finished from 2021. Thankfully, the majority of that work that was completed was not affected by the fire. So that was money well spent to finish that. And then the rest of it was some fire suppression upgrades due to the fire. And then just emergency repairs. Then the last one was the Bison Center. We just, as you guys know, that opened up this last spring, so the point of sale system for the Bison Center. So that was a summary of 2022.
Madam Chair, prior to going on to 23, we could stand by for any questions if you'd like over the 2022 summary.
Any questions from the commissioners at this point? Nothing yet, so let's keep moving.
Okay. Then on to 2023. Again, some highlights there. We're going to continue with the cabin renovations at the State Game Lodge, a lot of roof replacements, dorm upgrades, Legion Lake Lodge. We have some employee housing that we're addressing the roof. Bluebell Lodge. We have some roofs again. Over the next 2 years, we are going to do some upgrades to the exterior of the cabins that were built in 1991. Some log replacement, cabin that's even staining and chinking, exterior maintenance of doors, roofs, and we refinished the dining room floor in the Bluebell Lodge in both the restaurant and the bar. Coolidge store, again, that's just specific to emergency repairs. Silver Lake Lodge, we'll continue with some landscaping around the building and our garbage area. Some cabin carpets, and a couple of cabin renovations also. And then the interior, Silver Lake interior renovation, that is specific to the fire. We are doing some very nice upgrades in the lodge rooms and then in some of the historic rooms with upgrading carpets in both the rooms and the corridor areas. With that, that are some of the highlights for 2023. Madam Chair, Commissioners, any questions regarding 2023 projects?
Any questions from the commissioners? One question, and I'm not quite sure which one of you can answer it. When you have projects and updates like this, how much of it can our own GFMP staff do, and how much do you have to have outside parties come in and do?
Madam Chair, seeing the resort, the department staff isn't involved in per se in what Josh is doing. So he's using this money through the R&M process to hire private contractors for work for us, just how that's set up and will do our lease and that we own the building, but they're their responsibility, and that's the purpose behind the reserve or repair and maintenance fund, is to allow them to do that. Some of this work is done by Josh's own staff, and then some of it is contracted out with local contractors.
Thank you. Any other questions? Go ahead.
I would like to also talk a little bit about the personal property replacement. That information is not in your book. Part of our concession agreement is 1.8% of our gross receipts goes towards the personal property replacement that is owned by the concessionaire. Through 2022, we have overspent this fund by almost $2.2 million. So we have gone above and beyond the replacement. And it's just always maintaining the product, whether it's the furniture, FF&E, inside the lodges, inside the cabins, whether it's upgrading our stable for our horse or the stables, jeeps, things like that. So, I just said it's about $2.174 million that we have overspent. So, that's all.
Any questions from the commissioners at this time? Looks like no questions. Thank you very much. Good report. Custer always looks top notch. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you.